Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.
Gardening time. Delighted to be joined by Elton Nisbet from Centenary Home and Garden. Good morning to you, Elton.
Good morning, Fran.
Just having a peep out the window. It looks like a gorgeous day out there, but there was frost last night, Elton.
It was quite cold. But I think from here on out, it's going to get milder.
Mm.
And it's a great time now is to start kind of getting your summer colour ready. So get all your summer containers planted up. So I always think what's lovely to plant out and that are reasonably hardy enough are things like the bacopa, the bidens and brachycomb. These are lovely hang basket plants that you can that will actually cascade down over the side of your containers and give you a good variety of colour right through the whole summer. And they're quite easy to grow as well, as long as you just water them and feed them fairly regularly. Now, what I like are the safrinias. These are the trailing petunias that you can put into your containers as well. But you can get lovely, really vibrant colours from them as well. They're the lovely tubular type flowers that flower right through the whole summer. And you don't even see the hanging basket or your window box. It's just a mass of flowers from them. And they're particularly good as well.
Sounds gorgeous. Speaking of the weather, though, one of our listeners says, I'm a bit concerned about the hailstones yesterday. Would they have damaged some of my plants?
With the hailstones, you would get some damage now, especially on begonias. Because begonia leaf is quite broad, many of the tubers begonias, they would have got damage from that. But really, I wouldn't worry about it. Just kind of de-leaf any really bad or damaged foliage off it. Just pinch them off. And then the new foliage will come from the very centre of the begonias and give you great colour. I love the bedding begonias. They're particularly good because, you see, you can get there's different even for the foliage. And they've lovely colours in the foliage as well. You have lovely lime green to almost yellow to deep red or bronze coloured foliage of begonias. And they're great right through the whole summer as well. Fantastic colour from them.
Mm. I love some of the descriptions here from listeners. Any colourful summer flowers that rabbits hate? I tried grazers, repellent. That didn't work. The rabbits are laughing at me.
for really summer colour, what's very good is to use things that are a little bit more robust in growth habit. Things like the mallows, they're particularly good. There's the lavatera. Now, they're such a vigorous plant that even if they do get nibbles, they still come on very well. And you have a massive colour from those. So I think the lavateras are particularly good right through the whole summer for good colour. And you can get them in lovely different shades of pink, also in white as well. So they're particularly good. There's a lovely one, Barnsley pink, which is particularly good, very vibrant colour. So any of the lavatera Barnsleys are particularly good. Or anything that's, the more prickly type plants, the plants that are quite thorny, things like the barbaruses are very good as well. There's a lovely one at the moment that's in full bloom. It's Barbarus tambergi. Which is particularly good. It's a Barbarus tambergi darwinii, which is lovely, bright orange flowers out of it, and it's lovely scent off it in the evening time, and the bees love it as well. So that's quite a good one. So Barbarus tambergi or darwinii are particularly good.
Right. So I have tulips that are dying off, and the leaves are going rusty. Is there anything that can be done?
Really, this time of the year, once the tulips have faded, the flowers have faded, you should really remove the seed head off it. So just remove the seed head, allow the stalk and the foliage to die back naturally as much as possible. This is the natural state of it. It's going to die back anyway. So again, allow the foliage to die back. Again, once they've completely gone brown and almost crispy, the foliage is to remove them. Just pull it; it'll come off quite easily. But allow the foliage to die back naturally, so all the energy from the foliage goes back into the bulb for next spring. Then,
A red robin hedge, that gets mentioned every week. It says it's looking a bit sick. Do I need fertilizer? And if so, what type would Alton recommend?
For the petunia red robins, they always get this rust or black spot on them. So it's very good to use a thing called magnesium salt at the base of the petunias, because that makes them more vibrant and more vigorous foliage on them. Anything that has magnesium in it is very good against black spot or rust or even mildew. It makes the foliage a lot healthier looking. It's very good for roses as well. But I mean, really for the petunia, give it the magnesium salt, just a fistful, just at the base of the plant, and that will wash its way down into the root system and give it a good disease resistance and make it a much healthier plant altogether. Again, you can feed with the rhododendron or azalea feed or a thing called sequestered iron, but the magnesium salt is quite good.
All right, I have a big hydrangea, and for the last couple of years it didn't flower very well. What can I do to solve the flowering problem, says Geraldine?
With hydrangeas, if they're out in an exposed area and if the frost gets at them, it tends to cut them back down to almost ground level, and all you get is an awful lot of foliage for next year. So it's very important to plant your hydrangea in a very sheltered spot in the garden. So either at the base of a wall or in amongst other shrubs, so that protects it, the other shrubs will protect it from any hard frost. Again, in the month of January, February, March, it's a good idea is to put a fleece over the hydrangeas. This time, a frost fleece. It just protects them from the buds from getting damaged by the frost. And therefore, you'll get loads of flowers by protecting those buds. So again, put a fleece over them from January, February and March. And then once the risk of frost is gone, remove the fleece. And then you'll have loads of flowers. Again, it's a good idea to feed the hydrangeas with either the rhododendron feed or a thing called sulfate of potash, just a fistful of that at the base of the hydrangea, just force them to produce loads of flowers for you.
Right, Alton. A listener says, I think I have grub worms eating my carrots when they mature. How can I get rid of them? What are they, first of all?
It's a carrot root fly that lays eggs at the very base of the carrot, and then you get this marking at the outer ring of the carrot. So it's very important. When you're sowing your carrots, and this is good for cabbages as well, by the way, so when you're sowing your cabbages and carrots, use this thing called Enviromesh fleece over the carrots. That protects them from any of the carrot root fly from laying eggs at the base of the carrots when they're at the 5 true leaf stage. So get this Enviromesh fleece, drape it over your carrots, protect them from any carrot root fly attack on them. So that keeps them lovely and clean. That's the best way of doing it, because I don't like using any chemicals or anything like that when you're, especially with any of the edibles. But there is organic sprays that you have a lot of garlic in them that the carrot root fly doesn't like. Or even if you soak garlic in a bucket of water and drench that over where the carrots are, that tends to keep them away as well. But an Enviromesh fleece is probably the handiest way of doing it.
All right, somebody's throwing a little Latin in here as well. It says, best time to prune beech hedge, Viburnum opulus.
The Viburnum opulus, or Viburnum opulus sterile, which is a lovely snowball tree, and that's particularly nice one. You really should only prune that back once the flowers have faded on it. Mm-hmm. And then it will have enough foliage over it, let's say right through the whole summer, to have more flowers for next late spring, early summer. So the Viburnum opulus sterile, or Viburnum Mariesii, the lace cap one, it's much better to prune them straight after frying, once the flowers have faded.
All right. Is it too... And sorry, the other part of that, the beech hedge?
Oh, yeah, the beech hedging, really. It's a good idea, say, in the middle of May, once the leaves open up fully, just do a trim on it. Breast either side of it. So that allows it to thicken up in the centre of the hedge. Again, top it to the height that you want it at, so that it forms a nice network of branches below that. So that you have a lovely, good, solid beech hedge on it. Now, with the beech hedging, once in the middle of May, once the foliage opens up completely, I just wanted you to check the underleaf of it. Make sure that there isn't any white fly on it. So as you tap the branches, you'll see this white fluff coming out of the hedge, and that's white fly attack. Sometimes you'll see the leaf curling. So usually once the leaves open up fully, you'll have this problem. So just spray, look out for that, and you can spray for that. Use the Hygia green fly spray or even a Nordoff pyro spray. So always spray from the bottom of the hedge upwards so you get in underneath the foliage.
Right, we're inundated with questions today. We won't get through half of them, I would say, but will you take this as a final one? My lawn is infested with a weed that I think is called Speedwall.
Yeah.
I've used the usual lawn weed spray, but it seems to be just feeding it. Help, please.
Yeah. Speedwall is quite a magnificent plant, really. It has a lovely, almost magenta type of blue flower. Mm. It's really, really deep blue. Lovely creeping plant. But again, when you get into the lawn, it does take over. It's quite rampant. But the only way to get rid of that is actually to dig it out of it. Mm. You can spray, do a spot treatment with the Dest or Dicofar. But really, the best way to do it is actually pull it out as much as possible. Now, it is a very fine a network of leaves off it. So it's almost like a spider's web, the way it goes out through the lawn. So gather it up and pull it from the root of it. Get the root as well as much as possible. So really, the best way to eradicate speedwell from the lawn is to hand weed it out.
Very good. Really quick one, if you would, but quite a few people looking to know about organic weed killers and their availability.
Yeah, we always do. We do a lovely range of organic weed killers. It's the Nordoff sprays. So any of the Nordoff herbicides we have in stock. We also do, I think, with white vinegar and salts, which is very good, very effective against weeds in your yard or pathways as well.
All right. Well, listen, good to talk to you as always, and happy gardening, Alton. Thanks very much for coming on with us. Thank you. Good morning to you. Alton Elizabeth there from Centenary Home and Garden.